This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, November 21st. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. If you're on Instagram, you know it's become an essential part of vacations. If you didn't post a picture, did you even really go? But while most of us would ask a friend or a fellow tourist to take the snap or just grab a selfie, our Harriet Torrey reports that there's a new digital trend that's filling feeds with pro-style pics. We'll ask her about it in just a minute. First, let's check some headlines. Google says it plans to stop allowing highly targeted political ads on its platform. This comes as tech giants are drawing scrutiny for their rules on political advertising. Google will roll out the ban within a week in the UK in advance of a December 12th general election there. The ban will take effect in the European Union by the end of the year and in the rest of the world on January 6th. Under the new policy, political ads can only be targeted based on users' age, gender, and location at the postal code level. Political advertisers will still be allowed to use contextual targeting, like serving ads to users reading about a particular topic. The new targeting policy will apply to ads on Google Search, YouTube, and ads purchased on sites across the web through Google's ad buying software. Apple Music is getting into the Muzak business, otherwise known as shopping or elevator music. The streaming service has joined Play Network, which specializes in providing music for commercial use. Play Network will create custom playlists and license and operate the service called Apple Music for Business. It's a rare move for Apple, which typically doesn't put its name on products operated by outside partners. Apple Music for Business has landed 25 accounts in its first 6 months. When fully implemented, the service will deliver music to more than 10,000 store locations worldwide. And lawmakers have been putting the gig economy under the microscope lately, and the food delivery industry is no exception. Specifically, there's a debate going on over delivery and service fees and whether that multi-billion-dollar part of the industry is subject to sales tax. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Grubhub CEO Matt Maloney said Grubhub is the only delivery company that collects tax on delivery and service fees. And he called out his competitors for cutting corners. So who's right? It's complicated. Laws vary state by state, and each company has a different business model. We've got a full breakdown on our website, WSJ.com. Instagram has become the go-to place to share vacation photos, especially for younger users. But while most people have asked a tour guide or a fellow tourist to snap a shot of them in front of the local hotspot, those amateur photos may not be worthy of that special Insta feed. So there's a new digital trend. Travelers have started paying professional guides to help them produce the best possible pictures. Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey joins us to explain. So Harriet, I have to ask, how did you come across this story? Have you been on an Instagram tour yourself?
I have not, unfortunately. But I came across this story because a friend of mine went on a trip to Cartagena in Colombia, and she came back and she said, can you believe it? You can now take an Instagram tour to have your photo taken and also be shown cute things to photograph yourself, you know, like cool art or like street murals or, you know, nice architecture. And so there'll be a guide who will help you to take like a cool shot and maybe edit it and help you with the filters and the caption. And then you can post it onto your feed and hopefully get a lot of likes.
That's crazy. So what is included in this Instagram tour?
Well, it sort of depends. You can kind of take various options. So the most basic kind of tour, you'll be in a group of people and you'll be sort of shown around, shown the sites, maybe given a little bit of history about the culture. And the guide will take a few photos of you, and there is kind of a minimum included. So maybe it's like 3 or 6. It depends a bit on how much you pay and how long the tour is. So that would be the most basic type of package. But you can definitely go much bigger than that. So you can go on a private tour with just yourself or perhaps you and your partner or you and your family, and then you can get a lot more photos. You know, you're told you can get sort of 30 or 60, and you're sent them on a file, and you can download the ones that you want, and they maybe will Photoshop them for you, do a bit of editing. And that's usually more expensive. And then there are even more things that you can do. So, for instance, some companies will offer a drone, a camera drone. So you can get a cool picture of yourself. Let's say you're on a clifftop or standing, you know, on a terrace or something. And then the drone will sort of zoom back. So you get this amazing panorama zoom out shot of you or you and your partner or you and your friends. And, you know, creates these cool effects that you can then post on Instagram.
I read also in your story, one of the things you talked about, people are actually bringing multiple changes of clothes with them.
Yeah, so this is something that some of the guides were telling me about, and also some of the guests, because often when people go on these tours, they want the photos to sort of suggest that they were maybe at the spots on different days, and also just not wearing the same outfit in every picture. And so you need to find somewhere to change in order to do that. So there are public bathrooms that you can use at a lot of sites. It might not be everybody's preferred choice for changing outfits, but that's kind of the best it might get. But sometimes people just change on the street. And a few of the photographers told me that that happened, that they were, you know, that they'd be leading a tour and someone will just like whip off their shirt and change into a different shirt or, you know, whatever.
I've seen pictures of Machu Picchu where people obviously did not look in those pictures like they had hiked up a mountain. They looked like they were, you know, dropped from, a helicopter on top of the mountain. So that makes a lot of sense. Are we talking about a specific kind of traveler that's taking advantage of these?
No, not really. I mean, the people that I spoke to for the story, they really come from all walks of life. They do different types of jobs, you know, and they do these tours for different reasons. Like for some people, they do them because they just want their friends and their family at home to be able to see what they're up to. And others do them because, you know, perhaps they want the photos for their dating profiles. That is apparently a big thing.
So are we talking a younger demographic there or also all ages?
I really spoke to people of all ages doing these tours and they were all kind of doing them for different reasons. I mean, so often when you're traveling alone, the only option to get a picture of yourself is to take a selfie, or maybe you hand your phone to a passerby, but you might not necessarily want to do that, or the person might not be a very skilled photographer. So at least if you do an Instagram tour, you know you're going to get some pictures of yourself that somebody's kind of put effort into.
This feels like the latest place where the kind of curated photos of Instagram is taking over. And I feel like a lot of it has to do with normal people are really competing in that space with influencers and celebrities who obviously do have professional photographers taking pictures of them. Did anyone talk about that?
Yeah. So what's interesting is that a lot of people said, oh, the reason I went to this spot on vacation was because I saw really cool pictures on Instagram. So for instance, quite a few of the people that I spoke to had been to Bali, and there is this particular shot in Bali that a lot of people get where there's a temple there with a gate, and it has this beautiful mountainous backdrop. It kind of looks over a volcano. And the photo that so many people have posted on Instagram is of them posing at this gate, you know, a lot of people doing kind of a yoga pose or like a prayer. And when you look at this photo on Instagram, there's this serene pool of water that gives this perfect reflection of the gate and of the person. And it just is a very zen, very beautiful picture. Actually, when I spoke to people who had been there, the way it works is you go to the temple, there is a line of maybe 2 to 3 hours. So you stand in line, and then when it's your turn, you go up to the gate. You're allowed to do 3 or 4 poses while a guy takes a photo of you, but he's holding a piece of glass under your camera lens, under your phone camera lens, and that's what makes this really beautiful reflection in the photo. There's actually no water there.
So zen. So how much are people shelling out for this, and what does Instagram say about all this?
Well, Instagram didn't comment on this, and I mean, the prices vary slightly depending on which country and what kind of tour. But they're usually like between sort of $50 and $100 or more for a private tour. So if you're doing a private tour, it might be like kind of $150 to $200. And most of them are just, you know, you show up. In fact, you have to get up very early for these tours. That's another thing, because if you want to have a beautiful picture of yourself with the Eiffel Tower and nobody else around, you know, no tourists cluttering up the photo, you need to get up and do them at like 8 in the morning. So you have to get up really early, because also a lot of people want to do their hair and makeup before the tour. So it is quite an endeavor.
It sounds like a lot of work for that perfect picture. Is this brand new, or is this just a new iteration of something that's been going on for a long time?
It's definitely a new iteration of something that's been going on for a long time. Travel has always been a form of conspicuous consumption. Sort of a century ago, the Grand Tour of Europe was this thing that you did to show that you had money to spend on travel and that you had time. You know, you had time off work, you had leisure. That aspect has not really changed. The big difference here is that with social media, what you get is the instant gratification of posting pictures and people respond to them immediately and kind of knowing you're there and they're not, because you're getting this feedback through likes and comments and so on.
Harriet Torrey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was the Tech News Briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.